Call it Main Street 2.0. You don't have to look far on Ohio State University's campus to see signs students are worried about the economy. Third-year student Kieran Johnson is worried about what kind of job market he'll face.
Graduating, hoping I can get something better. I mean, that's what we're all told, to go to school and, you know, have a better life after. But at the point we're in now, we don't really know that's true. So
for Amanda Kulcher, the concerns are more immediate, like the price of gasoline.
Even groceries increasing. It's hard to even get essentials like bread and milk have increased to a point that it's almost ridiculous to buy.
They are scared. And they're scared maybe for the first times in their lives. This has been a several decade period of unusual prosperity.
Political science professor Paul Beck says while these young voters may be scared, they're also enthusiastic about this presidential election. Seizing on that enthusiasm, volunteers saturated the campus to get students to register and vote early. And to see how coveted the youth vote is, consider that just a stone's throw from the nation's largest university of nearly 53,000 students is an Obama campaign office.
That's yeah. A lot of grad students. But
Marketplace is really
Team Obama is offering students rides to polling places. Bruce Springsteen even performed at OSU on Sunday to try and drive turnout.
We're also here 4 years ago. This time we're winning.
In 2004, Democrat John Kerry lost Ohio to George Bush by a slim margin. Students for Obama say they believe they'll make the difference for Democrats in this battleground state. On the Republican side, no McCain office on campus, just a couple of tables set up. But college Republicans here say Sarah Palin has lit a fire for them.
Anytime you watch anything, it's all about, you know, Obama and the youth vote and how he's got it on, you know, lockdown. And it's not the case. It's simply not the case.
Volunteers spanned out across Ohio State's campus leading up to Monday's deadline to register to vote. For the first time, people in Ohio have been able to register and vote on the same day. And campaigns are hoping that early voting will help secure votes from young people who in the past have been known to be eager to register but haven't always been reliable in showing up on election day. Mary Snow, CNN, Columbus, Ohio.